USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As the White House gears up for the 2020 campaign, it's pressing the case that Democrats are rallying behind the policies of socialism. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland.
Our opponents are proposing to overturn America's success and its greatness. It's crazy stuff. I've been around a while. I suppose nothing should surprise me. High taxes, health care takeover, impoverished, poverty traps, socialism.
The Trump administration announced Friday it's revoking the visas of 49 Maduro-aligned officials and their families and sanctioning several top military and security officials, part of a major U.S. campaign to push contested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. Early Saturday morning, SpaceX will launch its new Crew Dragon spacecraft for the very first time, a capsule designed to take NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
After more than two dozen moderate Democrats broke from their party's progressive wing and sided with Republicans on a legislative amendment Wednesday, New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez reportedly sounded the alarm in a closed-door meeting Thursday and said those Democrats were putting themselves on a list. New York Republican Congresswoman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News,
Democrats who are breaking ranks, they don't view AOC as their boss. They don't want to be called a puppet of Nancy Pelosi. They make that decision. Now they have to make a decision as far as future votes that come up as well, whether or not they're going to be their own man, their own woman.
According to the Washington Post, Ocasio-Cortez said she would help progressive activists unseat those moderates in their districts in the 2020 elections. Within the last 48 hours, four major retail chains, Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker, all announced closures of 465 stores. That despite all but Foot Locker reporting growth more than doubled expectations during the critical holiday period's fourth quarter. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's a busy weekend for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he travels to Iowa to discuss the role of agriculture that helps bring prosperity to the American people. More from John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo will deliver remarks to the Future Farmers of America meeting in Des Moines. He'll also meet with high school students that have an interest in public service careers. One of the highlights of his visit will be a tour of a research facility where he'll learn more about agriscience, innovation, and food security. His visit will also include a meeting with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Derek Branstad, the former governor of Iowa and now the U.S. ambassador to China, will accompany the secretary during the visit. I'm John Clemens.
Actress Katherine Helmand is dead at the age of 89. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Katherine Helmand is best known for her Emmy-nominated TV work as Jessica Tate on the ABC sitcom Soap from 1977 to 1981. A few years back, she recalled modeling her character after a dear friend of her mother's.
I adored her, so I thought, well, maybe if I can bring this to life, then the audience will adore this woman. And I think it worked out well.
She also played Mona Robinson on Who's the Boss with Tony Danza and appeared in dozens of movies, including Overboard, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and the animated film Cars. The Hollywood Reporter says she died at her L.A. home from complications of Alzheimer's disease.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.